The city and county of Honolulu presented a united front before members of the House Finance Committee. They said extending the half a percentage general excise tax surcharge was the best way to come up with the $2 billion needed to complete the rail transit project. City Council Chair Ron Minor said they're up against a non-negotiable deadline.
April 30 is a firm one, and they indicated to us that if we don't come up with an acceptable recovery plan, that could definitely put the federal funding commitment at risk. So the concern we have on the council level is we don't want to lose that $1.55 billion.
Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Interim Executive Director and CEO Krishnaya Murthy said completion of the 20-mile, 20-station system from Kapolei to Ala Moana Center was the city's agreement with the FTA, and all other options were not feasible.
Changing the fully automated system to manually operated at streetcar level means you had to buy different cars and go back and redesign our maintenance facility and some of the stations. So it is prohibitively expensive at this stage of the game to go and do 4 miles of streetcar.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell asked lawmakers to extend the GET surcharge 20 years from its current expiration date of 2027 to 2047. He said the city will take over the $400 to $500 million operations and maintenance costs for an integrated rail and bus system.
We have a choice to make. We continue to pay the surcharge to some date in the future, and then we look to find the funds from others here in the city and county of Honolulu. I prefer the first one because it's something we're already paying, even though it is difficult, as opposed to paying both a surcharge and some other form of financing mechanism through the city and county of Honolulu.
But House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke said the mayor's request was excessive and she was hoping the city would only ask for the funding it needed.
The 20-year extension amounts to about $8 billion. So in addition to the $5.3 billion of state funds that you folks got, you're asking for an additional $8 billion, which is $13 billion. So you want the residents to commit over $13 billion just to chase $1.5 billion? Does that make sense?
Luke cut the 20-year request to 2 years and gave the city back 90% of the state's administration fee called the skim. That's a total of $1.2 billion. She also mandated the city repeal its prohibition to use city funds for rail construction as a condition for receiving the state money.
This is the second time the state legislature is being asked to bail out the rail project, and we continue to have major concerns about the cost overruns.
The full House will vote on the measure, and if passed, it is expected to go to a Senate and House Conference Committee for further negotiations. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.